Rav, noi vorremmo che tu potessi rispondere a una domanda.
Rav, we would like, if possible, for you to answer a question.
Qui ormai siamo in famiglia.
We are right now in a family, or at least we're working on it. We're here physically, but the world clearly that is connected to us, and just like a father educating his child, we asked today and yesterday and the day before to get everything possible while we're at the peak of connection. We want you to tell us, if you could give us an example, if you could share your experience along the path. How did you do it with Rabash? How did you demand the Creator during those moments? Well, I'll talk about it in relation to the current state. We see that we have great aid from the world, that it's now being revealed how it's interconnected, mutually tied. The wisdom of the crowd is now being revealed. That people that don't know a thing about a certain phenomena of this world, when they talk about it, when they connect in a circle and they discuss this problem, they solve it without any prior relation to it and without any prior preparation. It'll be the same with respect to spirituality. Although we don't feel it, we don't feel the Creator, if we open this discussion of who He is, what He is, what is this upper force that lies among us that is not felt, not understood, if we all start to search for Him together, we'll find it. We will find it. That is the path of the integral world today. This needs to be realized in the group, and this needs to be realized in the entire world in the same direction, also the great world and also the small group, only by connection. The Creator is revealed. For us, it's the Creator, it's the upper force that we want Him to change us. For them, it is a little different, that we have to connect in order to save ourselves from the crisis. But it's the same, only in words, different words. And just like for us, it's being revealed in our efforts directed to Him. For them, it will be revealed in a way to find the solution of life for them. It's two levels, but they're completely parallel, and that's how it will be revealed. A person must not forget only one thing. That spirituality is in connection from a kli that is becoming corrected after the shattering of the vessels, as we learn. If one constantly depicts the state of the corrected world, then in his approach he will discover the force that actually connects the world, that's concealed. However, a person that makes an effort to find this connected world will discover this force. And by that, the man, the world, and the Creator will be revealed together. Now, with relation to me, well, for me, it was different. It was not through the group. It was through the study with Rabash, in Four Eyes, and therefore it's a different method, which today does not exist. There is no one to do it with. That is why there is. I have no student. I have no single student that with him I could be able to do the same way. If there was, I would, of course, but we are the first. We are the first ones during the stage the world is entering connection. And that is why in many things I don't know how to act. And I speak of it openly. But we have the proper approach of how to solve the problem if it's done through dialogue, through connection, and by that you will most certainly reach the right solution. Chaim.
יש לי שאלה לרב מצד הצעירים שנמצאים כאן בכנס הילדים.
I have a question for Rav on behalf of the youngsters who are at this congress, the kids.
שאלו אותי רב, אנחנו רואים את עקרונות החינוך האינטגרלי.
I was asked, Rav, we're teaching the integral method of education, and we see that the educator, he sits in a circle together with us, meaning we're all sitting in a circle, and the young ones wanted to know why you're in a different position. Why do you sit on stage with your table? They wanted to know why. We started the integral education about a year ago, towards the kids, that is. And I didn't teach them. I taught my students through lectures, lessons, TV shows, in our studio, that is. And I never did such circles with the children. That is why I don't sit with them. It's never happened. And when a few months ago, approximately, when we started the workshops, I came across situations that in front of me are 20 to 25 circles. Because for us, there's, well, in our group, there are approximately 250 men, meaning the group, the men's group. I don't want to sit among them. Because I'll ruin the equality that there is between them. And besides, I have to lead all the groups together. I have to explain to them And then part of it I give as a lecture. And then a question. And then some more of a lecture. And then a question. So it doesn't work out that I'll sit at a table. That's how it turns out. But I hear what they're talking and I live it together with them. And besides, I do it with the general feeling that I have as well. But if we're talking about the teacher in a group, that all in all, the entire group can sit in one circle, then it should sit in one circle. But then, he needs to go to their level. What we're talking about here isn't the teacher. We're talking about an educator. So we have a group, say, of age 10, and their educators are, say, 15, and then the 15-year-olds sit together with the 10-year-olds. And it can even be 12 or 13-year-olds. There can be a 2 or 3 year difference. And that's enough. And then it's as if they're together. That's the way I think it's best to sit. The older educates the younger. I think it's a 2 or 3 year difference.
Posso? Desideravo fare un lechaim.
Ani razziti l'arim lechaim.
I wanted to raise Elchaim to Alon, to Ravit, to Moshe. That for us, the Italian group, they represent our older brothers that are always supportive of us. In Sicilia, we call them the great brothers. So I ask all of you to raise your cups.
חברים, אם אפשר לדבר טיפה יותר בשקט. זהו כנס.
Friends, if you can keep the speaking a little bit down, this is an internal congress, and as it being an internal congress, we would like to absorb as much as possible, as much as we can. So if you can, please speak quietly. And, of course, when the friends are speaking. Hello everyone, I'm Lupita from Milano Group, and I wanted to ask the Rav. בקשר לרצון של האישה about the woman's desire, about the women's desire with respect to the men's spiritual work, the work that we do, say, in dissemination, how can us women, how can we speed up the process for the 99% and make it so that the men will convey the force of connection to the 99%? I don't think it's just the men's job to do it. I think that women can do much more here. I've heard how the women speak in their circles. Their understanding of the work is absolutely no less than the men's understanding. It all depends on the person himself, to the extent they invest forces. And other besides, a woman is more capable of absorbing an external influence than a man is. She is more able to connect to externality. It's easier for a woman to approach all different places and to make contact with them, with organizations, with different circles, educational ones, and so on. It's accustomed that usually in education there are women, and it's more common than men. We're an educational organization, and therefore it's natural that we will present the women before we do, before the men, that is. Where there is a need for, you know, speciality, or, you know, like universities, and there are men that are more available, then they do it. But in the regular education, to the masses, to schools, there, I think women act more than the men. And in general, the education of the new generation, it sounds that it's closer to a mother, meaning to a woman. So don't cast it upon the men. At least do it together, and even ahead of them. And then we will succeed. Once, when the Kabbalah was directed at individuals, then it was more directed at men. Then it was linear. But the moment it is beginning to become circular, and for the masses, it is closer to a woman's personality. Therefore, we'll help you, but prepare to go forward and educate the generation. Good luck. I have a question for Rav, and it's not my own personal question, it's a question that matters to many in the group. So our responsibility is to exert at every moment, every day, in order to seek the Creator. And everything we see outside of us, in everything we see outside of us, and in everything that happens. So I'd like to ask the Rav, this exercise that we're doing day after day, it's not easy especially, you know, with the mundane life, with the different obligations in you know, work and so on. I'd like to ask the Rav, if by being consistent, will that enable us to hold in parallel both the thoughts of the corporeal world and the intention and the desire, and there is nine else besides him, and keep that in our heart? And in relation to that, I wanted to ask the Rav, is it true to try and see the actions the Creator does upon me? Meaning, if I look at myself from the side and I see that it's the Creator who's activating me, this thought just occurred to me after the workshop that we had in Kharkov. There I felt from the Rav this, I don't know, I'm not even sure if it's true what I felt, but the Rav stated that we need to understand that we are motivated and moved by the Creator. So I wanted to know if we can reach this level, that we will always have that intention, and is what I said now true? Thank you.
כל המשבר העולמי זה שהבורא מתחיל להתגלות.
The entire world crisis is because the Creator has begun to reveal Himself and we're not acting towards Him. And then this gap between the extent He should be revealed and the fact that we are not yet ready, that is felt as the crisis. All in all, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's not a wonder. It explains to us the simple laws closest as possible to us, laws of nature, laws of the integral nature, because we don't understand it. We're very individualistic, we're great egoists, we're very distant from one another, and we should direct man to slightly see the world as tied, as round. That is actually what the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us. Of course, a person can learn this from his general observation of nature, but for that he needs to be in a great lack for it. And then, no doubt, he'll discover it as the Kabbalists did discover it. With no preparation, only from a desire to know what is happening in the world, how it all revolves, where it comes from, what is the general force that conducts nature, why it's all tied one to the other. And then, from this research, he discovers it. That's what the first Kabbalists tell us. That from this question, they've reached revelation. And after they discovered it, they give us advice how to discover it in an easy way. That with a slight explanation, with a slight direction, our path becomes easy. Therefore, if we today include in us the world, and we want to see the world as integral, as general, as interconnected, just like now all the scientists see it. All in all, it's easy for us to do. I'm in contact with scientists, and besides that, I go into the internet, and there I find thousands of articles about it. From all over the world, in all languages, in all different fields of science, and today it's very easy to see the world as being round and as being conducted by this one program, all leading towards this certain point. So by seeing this through the articles of the scientists, if we add just a little bit of the wisdom of Kabbalah to that, that there is none else besides him, this single force in nature called nature. It's called nature. It leads everything, that this force is the force of bestowal, because by bestowing, it leads the forms of life in different ways. And we feel this world according to the law of equivalence of form. Just like we say, one to the other. You're not on the same frequency as I am, on the same wave, or you don't understand me, right? I have a different mentality than you do. And there should be the same mentality in order for us to understand one another. That's the law of equivalence of form. And if I want to know this force that conducts all of nature, then I must be closer to nature. And that is why we're in the group, that is why we're coming closer to the world, that is why the world is coming closer through sufferings, whether they like it or not. All in all are heading towards connection. We have solutions and methods of how to do so, and the whole world eventually will reach it. Therefore, continue it, and don't think that the conditions a person is in, those conditions are incidental. No. Each one is led to those very same conditions, to the same places, to the same relations with others. It can be in Sicilia, Palermo, Rome, or it doesn't matter where. The fact that you're distant from one another does not mean a thing. It's all calculated from above. If you don't lose this contact that we're forming here, you'll be the most successful, I guarantee. L'chaim. We also wanted to ask a question. In Italy, we're opening many centers, and I wanted to ask the Rav, what is the best way we'll be able to use them to disseminate to the 99%? What are the best actions we should take? Well, in truth, it's something specific for every nation, for every country. For example, in Israel, the center is very important, meaning the center of every group. And the center in every city is the place where they invite the residents of that same city. They invite them there to lectures, to discussions, But in a huge city as Rome, I have no idea. It's possible that, well, sometimes it's not worthwhile of even having a center. It depends how many times a week you can use it. And then do different actions, you know, in locations where you want to reach the people. It all depends on the local conditions, so I can't say. I can't tell you what's better. But I'm sure you'll find the right way. It also depends from this 99% you want to reach, or to more people that want to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. It will be the center for wisdom of Kabbalah, or will it be the center of the mutual responsibility, for example? I don't know. It all depends on the local conditions, so... Tell you the truth, we never know how to advance, how to move ahead. 10 people sit down, do a few workshops about it, in while hugging each other, not fighting, and the right answer is found. So succeed. It'll definitely be better than what I tell you. L'chaim. I wanted to ask a question. I believe this term, 99%, if we use it too much, it might create the wrong impression on our behalf. It's true that those who have a point in the heart feel themselves as those who know the plan of nature and those who have, well, have the responsibility for all of humanity. I would like for us to be able to use this term with great love for the entire world, because after all, we're one. Therefore, I believe that from today and onwards, instead of talking about the 99%, we'll talk about the 100%. We're all together. Chaim. Let me tell you. We were now in a meeting a couple of days ago with the representative of the European Union of Italy, a great man, on behalf of... He's a representative of all the European market, and he's in Rome. They have no solution of how to come out of the crisis. They have no clear opinion of what is the reason, what is the cause of this crisis, and of course about the remedy to it, the solution. And they can't find it. And the type of people, well, it's 99%, well, actually 99.9% of people, that's the people we're talking about. We must approach them. They're a huge force, not in corporeality, in spirituality their force is huge. The greatest vessels of reception are within them. And within us are the vessels of bestowal. Galgalta einayim and dachap, that's how we learn it. And therefore our work with them is that they'll understand that there is a method here. And that we must accept it and suit it to the entire world. There are wise people who influence the whole world, not like kind of airy people like us, that their feet aren't on the ground, but they're kind of, you know, floating. So, specifically by connecting with them, we'll be able to reach a plan to save the world. Through different international unions, over continents, it's not simple. We must go out to them. They themselves will never find the method of correction. If they don't have a point in the heart, meaning two forces within them, they cannot discover it. They'll work only with one force, with the force of the ego. And by this ego, they won't be able to connect. And they began to construct systems of connection. There's the same systems today, the systems of altruistic connection. But it's still built on the ego. And that is why all these systems will just crash down on them and bury them. And we mustn't allow that to happen. The world will enter very, very difficult states. I'm talking about world wars. We must, as much as we can, with our strength, with all our power, we must explain with love, tenderness, we must explain what the cure is. And they'll hear it. Also, listen, we're talking about a certain phenomena. After a few months, they're starting to talk about it. And just pay attention, because from us, it penetrates all the systems. That's what we'll do. You'll see that by that, you're preventing a lot of pain from the country, from the whole world, actually. If we say that we're thinking about 100%, that we don't want to separate ourselves from the whole world, distinguish ourselves from the whole world, by that we're avoiding our duty to disseminate to the whole world, and we must disseminate.